I'm Ira Glass, and I host the program This American Life. And as perhaps you've heard, perhaps we've, you know, beaten this fact into the ground, that audience ratings data shows that only 1 out of 10 public radio listeners actually ever give money to their public radio station. And I ask you, would any other business let 9 out of 10 of its customers get the product for free? Would a record store or a bookstore give away 9/10 of its product for free? I'd like to get 10 copies of the novel Snow Falling on Cedars.
Okay.
And I'd like to arrange for a deal where I pay for one of them and get the other 9 for free.
How exactly would you propose doing that?
I would pay cash for the one, and I want the other 9. I want you to just give me those for free.
For free? Just free? No money?
This bookstore that I called over the phone, it's called Unabridged Books. It's here in Chicago, where the public radio station is WBEZ, where we produce This American Life. And I explained to the salesman who I was and why I wanted this deal. Can I ask you, do you ever listen to WBEZ?
I do.
Do? Uh-huh, you do. So you listen?
No, I actually listen to it a lot every night.
You listen to it every night. And are you a member?
I am not.
Well, now, this doesn't seem very fair.
No, it doesn't, I suppose.
You know, in fact, I was just kind of calling as a sort of prank, but now I realize that if we're giving you this deal, why shouldn't you give me this deal?
Well, because, you know, I don't have a good answer for that, I'm afraid. I actually, you know what, I was listening on Friday, and I thought, well, you know, I should just pick up that phone. And do it.
Can I ask you, why didn't you just pick up the phone?
I just didn't. Actually, I used to belong to BEZ.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I was a little more financially solvent back then.
Yeah.
That's the main reason.
Well, you know, you can become a member at any financial level. You can become a member for just $10.
That's true. I should just do it.
I mean, you're getting at least 5...
Ira, is this how it's working now? You're going to just call people up at random? And get them to feel so horrible about listening?
Is that what you want? Is that what you want, beloved listener? Do you want me to be calling you up, hounding you? Do you want people from one of the nation's leading news organizations harassing you by phone? You'll pick up the phone, it's Nina Totenberg, asking you, have you pledged? Is that what it would take? You can avoid all that by calling the pledge number now. You know, I bet you've heard it repeated so many times. You probably don't even need me to say it. That's how far gone you are. I mean, look at you. You are not just a public radio listener. You are listening to the pledge drive. I mean, if you stick around during the pledge drive, you're a lifer, you're a goner, you're an addict. Look in the mirror, my friend. Look in the mirror. You are listening to a pledge drive. You have a habit. Just admit it, you are powerless before the face of public radio. And you know in your heart what you've been meaning to do. You know what you've always thought you were going to do. You know what the right thing to do is. You know it.